Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ray Foley's here. JP's over there.
Hiya.
And the legendary, the one, the only, the angel of broadcasting. It's Karen Koster, everybody! Love her!
I'm just here for the intros. Thank you very much.
You're here for the what?
Intros.
Oh, the intros. Yeah. Disingenuous intros.
Wow, okay. I actually like you, Karen.
I do disingenuous intros to beat the band.
Oh my God,
I really do.
And that
I really
felt
do.
So heartfelt. Okay, tell me I'm wrong, I should say. My boyfriend has tons of food restrictions and is picky in general. He basically can only eat chicken fingers, mac and cheese, and pad thai. I've never seen him eat a vegetable. Oh, sounds like he's 9 years of age. Okay, we started dating a few months ago and I love him, but I eat everything and I'm very laid back. I know I will have to plan my entire day around finding food he can eat, on top of listening to him complain that things aren't the same. Even if a restaurant does have chicken fingers or mac and cheese, it won't be the same as what we get at home. I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
But he still even whinges about it not being like the mac and cheese he's used.
He's very picky. She says he's very picky.
He's ordering
clearly
the kids' menu. It's embarrassing. Okay, back to it. I don't want this to be my future, so I'm breaking up with him. Tell me I'm wrong.
Wow. Is it sufficient? Is it enough of a reason to break up with someone because they're a picky eater? Now, there are different levels. There's a scale of picky eaterism, I'm sure we can all agree. There's some people that are just mildly fussy, or there's some people that's like, I don't like that kind of, or could you put the sauce on the side and I'll see if I like it. Or, I know, I don't like broccoli, I'll just eat around it. But then there's a whole other level. This lad, he's chicken fingers or mac and cheese or pad thai. Can I just say as well, pad thai seems wild.
That's
in
a wild
that
one.
Mix.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It seems quite...
Plot twist.
It seems quite adventurous, doesn't it?
Like the chicken and the mac and cheese, any kind of beige food, chicken and chips, chicken and bread, white bread is quite common, I think, amongst picky eaters, because most families out there, including my own, have had picky eaters in them.
My 11-year-old is an absolute... He's getting better all the time, in fairness. And we have to make a big thing of... Oh my God, he's tried a tomato for the first time.
And a cucumber.
Oh, wow, so proud of you, dude. Yeah. Oh, you had some chicken curry today. Oh, wow. Wow, with some bolognese. Wow, Jakers. Every little milestone.
And you get none of that. And you leave anything.
He's all around me.
He's nibbling on the table.
I'll even drink till the cows come home. No, it's clapping for me. That's the whole reason I'm eating my dinner. I think I'm going to be next.
Is it enough to break up with somebody, though?
The gist of it is picky eater. What is it, Karen?
Yes, so this girl has been dating this guy a couple of months. She says she loves him. She's very laid back. She eats everything. But they've had a bit of a stumble because he will only eat chicken fingers or mac and cheese or pad thai. So when they go to restaurants...
Is this not a red flag straight away?
I mean, it sounds kind of tasty, but not like every time you eat out. Yeah, so obviously she's like, it's really awkward eating out. I don't really want to have to plan my days or my weeks or what we're going to do if we eat out all around his very specific dietary requirements. But it doesn't sound like he's allergies. It just sounds like he's kind of fussy and a bit basic.
How did she get into this position in the first place, I'm wondering? How could it be months? How come it's months down the road rather than at the very beginning nipping this in the bud, which is like, nah.
She says she loves him, but she has said emphatically at the end, I'm breaking up with him, tell me I'm wrong.
How did she fall in love with him, though? How did she end up months with him, but without realising that this was an issue? Because surely it should work the other way around. You go out to eat a couple of times early in the relationship and it's like, hang on, he's only having chicken nuggets or chicken fingers or mac and cheese or pad thai, that's the only thing he eats.
There's not that much mac and cheese in restaurants these days either, is there?
0874 100 102. Nikki's over there. Nikki, Vice. Next day. Good afternoon to Nikki.
Good afternoon to you, Nikki.
Lads, in relation to that picky eater, I kind of think that's a bit of a red flag. Yeah. I think it's kind of indicative of a couple of other bits there now with that lad.
Really?
And my favourite phrase is usually, there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah. Well, potentially, yeah. And people, a couple of people have flagged a similar thing. There might be more to it than that. Or even just being... fussy. Just, I know someone who would only eat plain chicken breast and chips. Plain chicken breast and chips. I know someone else who would only eat sausages.
And do these people take like a multivitamin? Because you're missing out on so many dietary requirements.
Where are you getting your nutrients? Yeah, that's a really good question. I have no idea.
I wouldn't want to date somebody who was that limited in what... I have sympathy for you if that's all you can enjoy and other foods are a turn off. I do have sympathy for you. But for me, if I'm the other half of that relationship, I'm like, that's a really unhealthy lifestyle. And if you were like a massive smoker or a huge drinker, that's nearly
that's
as bad.
That's not good either, yeah.
Yeah.
As a parent, Karen, should we beat it out of them?
That's what I've been doing for years.
I don't mean just force it through.
No, I keep saying it's a phase and it'll pass. And my husband John says I was the exact same. I was really picky. So I'm just hoping that my middle guy, it'll just pass. Question from the floor. Yes, JP.
Wasn't a fan of vegetables growing up. I can't remember how, but I used to secrete the vegetables that were on my plate. I would hide them in my pockets and find a reason to go outside.
Like what, carrots?
And go to one of the gutter grates around the house and tip the bits of carrot or celery particularly into the gutter. That's where I would hide them. So I have a history with problem eating when I was a child. And for me, luckily enough, I grew out of it. I will eat pretty much anything.
I think giving a child celery...
So do I. I think that's a form very of mean. Abuse. I would
ma'am,
never do
listen,
that.
Are you listening, ma'am?
That's a red flag.
You're judged.
Yeah, that's a
consider
parenting
yourself
red
judged.
Flag.
Given a child celery.
Yeah, she should have lost her parenting license.
0874-100-102. Owen says, does his mammy come on the dates just in case he gets upset or spills his mac and cheese on his dignity? Grow up, you melt from own. That's the thing. That's sort of what I was getting at in terms of not beating it out of them, but forcing it through. That it's like, is it the case that this person... now as an adult only eating chicken fingers has been indulged their entire life in this and no one has ever called them on it. And is it my job as Andrew's dad in our case to go, come on, try a bit of it. Just try it, you might actually like
but
it.
But then you don't want every mealtime becoming a battleground. Like, I know the chef that I would have interviewed, you just can't have that every day. But do you not think is your taste buds should just naturally mature? That they just kind of do the way you... No?
I think they do, but I truly, as a kid, even as a toddler, I would have eaten anything. Like, there's only very few things. Yeah,
yeah.
So I think there's an element of
parents didn't kind of
just not indulging it and going, come on now, cop onto yourself. Although, like I say, stones and glass houses are calling the kettle black.
They have a different. Like, what are they doing? Are they playing paddle? Like, how has this couple gotten to know each other? If you're not,
that's
not
what I was
that
wondering.
You've loads of money to be eating out all the time, but like it's. So a lot of dating is
first
done.
Couple of dates So then how did she not notice this before now? And why are they together this long? Sarah says, that guy's giving me the ick. Defo dump him. Can't cope with people who are not adventurous with food. Not a mind only eating three things. Never mind only eating three things. Yeah, but being adventurous with food, and that is another thing as well, of trying things together. And this is lovely. You should have a taste of this. Mm. This is gorgeous. No, I don't want you eating
it's
my
a communal
legs.
Experience when you're going out with somebody and you're going to new places. You're trying new places. You're trying new foods. Maybe you're lucky enough to travel somewhere different, and then the food is different. So it's like, oh, did you try that thing? That was
then
different.
Then their holidays are going to be a nightmare if they took holidays.
You need to plan, though. That's the other thing. I live with a vegetarian, and truly it did affect our menu generally, that you're always thinking, oh, she won't eat that, or we need better cook that, or we need to prepare or whatever, or do this, or do more of this, do less of that. So in this case, it's even more limiting.
Luckily, I have dated vegetarians. They've been loose. Vegetarians.
Well, clear if they're out with you.
I was about to say.
Vegetarians, they'll have a nibble of something else, though.
Will they? Indeed?
You'll have a go, you'll have a go at the beef, won't you?
Said enough.
Too much information.
Try the pork.
Too much information.
Have a go at the pork. I don't need the pork. Try me pork. It's lovely.
We don't need a glimpse behind the bedroom door. Or whatever those beaded curtains that you have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do you have one of them? Like that you get in like ropey massage places. That's JP's entrance to his bedroom.
It is grim.
Nods of the beads as you pull it back.
Rubber sheets.
Oh my God.
And like a red scarf.
All right, come on. Like, do you know this is an issue we're trying to solve?
Sinead says that's not a picky eater. He has major food aversions. He needs therapy and you need to take a step back while he gets help. This is the thing, you see. We need to be more mindful of these people. It's not necessarily the minute overindulged. It might be an issue. I would not live my life like that from Sinead. Lonnie says, is he still living at home? He needs to grow up, run for the hills. And Geraldine says, Ray, break up. If you can't accept it now, no point in prolonging it. He won't change from an extremely picky eater. Geraldine herself admits to being an extremely picky eater. Then maybe it's the case then that it's time to speak to someone about these particular, why are you so fussy? What is making you fussy or picky when it comes to these very particular foods?
Wouldn't you like to see, if you're this lady, wouldn't you like to see him have the wherewithal to take responsibility for it and to say, you know, this is a problem. This is unusual and I am making unusual expectations on my girlfriend to have her live with my picky eating. Wouldn't you want him to say, maybe I should talk to someone?
Yeah, and maybe she should say that to him first before breaking up. It seems like the nuclear option, particularly for someone you love. Catherine's there as well. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Imagine not eating a chicken burger or a nice chicken stir fry or a curry or a lasagna or a spaghetti bolognese or even a roast dinner on a Sunday.
What you're just doing, Catherine, is just listening off. It's just the food. Food is what you're saying. Other foods.
What is wrong with people? Honestly, that literally all they eat is chips or mac and cheese or chicken fingers or sausages or potato waffles with a bit of ketchup.
Yeah, they're all around us.
Oh my God, it would absolutely drive me insane.
Final verdict then. For me, I would be saying talk to him first and then before breaking up and see if there's some. I'm sure there are ways. There are therapies or there are ways. I'm sure there are YouTube videos dedicated to it where you can explore it together and broaden the food options. And let him know that this is what you're thinking about, Chippy.
I don't know the lady, but I don't believe her. If they've only been dating for a few months, she says she loves him, but she's willing to dump him over this. I'm not sure I'm buying that you love him. Your responsibility in the early stages of a relationship is to yourself, not to the other person. Get rid of him.
Karen Costa, the final verdict.
Love will find a way. Stick it out.
Was it Mick that texted? He texted and said he's never eaten vegetables, ever. Hi, Ren Chippy. I'm nearly 50. I've never eaten vegetables. I can't even stand the smell. I will, however, eat any meat and try new meats from Michael. Never eaten vegetables ever.
You have like meat and two meat.
I feel like Michael's quite backed up.
Maybe.
Would be my read of that.
Just all meat.
A little bit of fibre there, Michael.
All your life. Do you take a supplement or other supplements then for...
Or laxative.
But for vitamins even, like.
Yeah.
Do you take multivits? Aoife's there as well. 087. This is the other thing, though. And there is a whole thing around young children being fussy eaters and remaining fussy eaters because it's a form of control. I've heard this.
Oh.
Because it's like, by being the one at the end of the table not eating their dinner, all of the attention is directed on the child. And it's a form of control and saying, no, I'm not eating this. You are actually empowering the child to dictate the whole scenario, the whole situation.
Oh, gosh.
So by just ignoring them and going, yeah, okay, you eat what you want. It takes away the power from them, and then they will get over that. That's the whole thing. It's the whole power thing going on in their heads. Aoife's there as well. 0874-100-102, Aoife.
Hey, I'm Aoife. I'm a dietitian. That whole restrictive limited diet thing is a whole scene.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends. He's a red flag if he's not getting it sorted out, because there's a lot of help you can get with that.
Right.
So I'd understand your one if she's breaking up with him because he's just happy out being as stuck as he is.
Well, this is it. And if there's help to be had, see, here's the thing. A lot of people, himself included, or even his family, or his mam, or his own mates, would be like, haha, laughing and joking about it. It's, it's all just part, it's who I am. I'm a fussy eater, that's it. But if it's so significant that it's going to end your relationship, it's probably worth exploring it or treating it more seriously than just rolling your eyes and having a laugh about it.
I'm sure she would like to see him wanting to save the relationship by having some sort of conversation with her professional like Aoife.
And it's belying maybe a greater issue. Let's do one more. We're out of time. We're actually out of time, but it's worth doing this one, even just reading it, because it's a hot topic at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, jp@todayfm.com for your emails.
Hey guys, please don't say I'm backward, but the current Camogie Squirt scandal feels very close to home. I've two sporty girls, 16 and 18, in transition year and college, who both play Camogie. One of them has no problem with wearing a squirt. She wears one for Camogie and tennis, but the other one is less keen and wants to wear shorts. I played Camogie myself as a teenager and had no issue playing in a skirt. They were made of even heavier material back then. I don't see any issue with kids having to follow the dress code of a sport. When you sign up for Camogie, you know what to expect. Will they be asking to play in sleeveless tops next? Tell me I'm wrong.
So what are you saying? Are you saying they should shut up and just wear the skirt then? Is that what the emailer's saying?
She's saying a dress code is a dress code.
So she's saying I have to wear skirts. So she's saying wear the skirt then. Is that this lady's position? As a former player herself, wear the skirt, and if you want to wear shorts, go play something else.
It sounds to me like she's saying rules are rules. Deal with it.
Okay. All right. Let's have your correspondence on this one. Tell me I'm wrong. Are we telling her she's wrong? Or we do we agree wholeheartedly with this position? And her daughter, so I presume she's letting her daughters make their own decision. One will wear the skorts and one will wear the shorts. One wants to wear the shorts. There's a former player saying, wear the dress code. A mam has said, with the whole skorts controversy, a mam, she's got two teenage daughters, both of whom play camogie. She's a former camogie player herself who played in a skirt.
Now, this skirt.
In a proper skirt. And this is the time before... In the time before skorts, that she herself wore the skirts. And she's saying, wear the skorts. That's what's in the rules. You should be wearing them. This blows my mind that a mam of two girls who play camogie and a former player herself is like, oh, no, you should be... Because literally everyone else is like, no, if you want to wear the shorts, wear the shorts.
You could take the position that it could be the thin end of the wedge. In any walk of life, certain things have rules and everyone abides by the rules, everyone understands the rules. And if people start to say, I'm going to cherry pick which rules I want to abide by, then it's chaos. Now, I'm saying that's an opinion you could adopt.
Yeah, okay. This seems to be... Anyway, Michael says, she's right, pilots have to wear their uniform.
Oh... Are pilots running up and down a field in 60 degrees for whatever, 70 odd minutes?
Trainer says, 60 degrees? What's that? Fahrenheit?
20 degrees Celsius. Whatever.
A dress code is important, but not when it's sexist. That's just internalised misogyny at work by that mother. Mm. It is interesting that it's a mother. Women should have a choice. The men don't have to wear skorts in hurling, and it's basically the same sport, from Trina. If I go up to a nightclub in a tracksuit and they don't let me in because of the dress code, should I still be allowed in? Don't want to follow the dress code, then don't participate. In saying that, if participation numbers go down, the rules might change quicker from Eamon and Leash. But then hasn't the horse bolted, Eamon? Isn't it too late by that
stage? That's a heavy price to pay,
Eamon. And they've told you dozens of times. For years they've told you. The horses have said, listen, lads, we're about to bolt. Can we sort this before we leave? It's just too late by that stage. Richie says, agree with that woman, read the skort. These are all men, by the way, is it? Interesting. Richie says, agree with that woman, read the skort. Until the rule is changed, then it's the rule. This is the whole thing. This is the whole point of trying to initiate change, trying to make change occur. If you want to change things, join a committee and cast your vote, from Richie. They are literally part of the Players Association, aren't they? Who have voted and made their position entirely for years. MC says, I totally agree with the emailer. I'm also a former player, loved wearing the skorts, differentiated the sport from other sports. In my opinion, shorts are so manly. Shorts are so manly. Up team skorts, says MC.
Aaron, you're wearing shorts, aren't you?
I'm a manly man.
A
I'm a fine, handsome woman, and I like wearing shorts,
we
okay?
We were sitting down in the sunshine in the middle of Dublin City for an hour before we did the show this afternoon, and it was mostly women walking past wearing shorts.
Yeah.
There was very few. There was the odd fella going past, but loads of women wearing shorts. We should have stopped each one of them and said, look at, you're looking very dudish there, Mrs.
You should get a skort on.
Sheena's there as well. Good afternoon to Sheena this afternoon.
That listener is completely wrong and living in the Stone Age. Like, if one girl stops playing camogie because of a skort, it's one skort too many. It's all about choice, and it's all about removing barriers, not keeping old rules in just for the sake of it. They're completely wrong. Sport Ireland are spending millions trying to remove barriers and make it inclusive. If the girls want to wear under armour and leggings, fair play. They should be allowed.
Ray Foley on Today FM.